Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I have a unique grandma name, but not funny per se.
All right, what you got?
My grandson, who's in the back seat, calls me Amma, A-M-M-A.
Oh, why? Where did it come from?
When he was born, I would say, come see grandma. Like, I'd always refer to myself as grandma when I would talk to him. And the minute he started to speak, he just said Amma, and he's almost four, and it stuck.
Yeah,
but
see,
I like that. And that's so close to grandma or nana. You can tell that that's your name. It's pretty close to it.
It's how it came out. And I have a special relative who went and had shirts made for me that says nothing like being an Amma, which is so cute.
Oh, yeah, see, I like that. It's unique and it's just yours.
It is. And when he says it, I know he's like, and you're in the store, someone says Ma, everyone turns around, or Grandma. But if I hear Amma, I know it's just me he's looking for.
Good point. See, it's special and you know it's you.
And like, I also grew up with my grandmother's being Bubby, which is the Yiddish Jewish version of grandmother, Bubby.
Yes, right. My neighbor across the street, her mother is Bubby, and that's what I call her, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Bubby's here.
Yep. I didn't connect with it. I just went with grandma, but he gave me another name, and I love it.
I like it, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You, too.
Let's take another call. Let's go to Laura. Hi, Laura. All right, what did you call your grandparents?
So it's actually my cousins. They called my grandmother Gabion.
What was it?
Gabion.
Gabion.
Gabion. Okay. And what's the story behind that?
So they couldn't, the rest of the cousins called my grandparents Grandma and Papa, but they couldn't pronounce Grandma. They pronounced it Gabion. So that's how it stuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a very different name.
I know. It's kind of elegant.
I know. It's very, it's very high class.
I know.
Gabion, could you make me a peanut butter sandwich, please? I can't find my mother.
Exactly. Oh, that's great. My God. Thank you, Laura, for sharing. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Let's go to one final call here. We have Annie on the line. Hi, Annie. What did you call your grandparents?
My Italian grandmother was called Grandma. We called her Grandma. And my Irish grandmother on my father's side, we called Nana, but they were both passed by the time my grandson was born. And I didn't know which name I wanted him to call me because I didn't feel like I looked like a grandma or a Nana. So I didn't have a name. And then one day he started calling me Yaya.
Oh.
So I'm called Yaya and I'm Italian and Irish.
Hey,
that's okay.
It's all right. You know what? It's all kind of in the same area, the Mediterranean, the right. Europe, whatever. We're all kind of in the same boat.
Exactly.
We'll welcome you on in.
But it's funny.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
Have a great time on your yard sale.
Thank you.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.